Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. As you develop yourself, as you choose your three words, as an example, you choose your identity and you live into those words on a more consistent basis, you'll be more in touch with your natural and best being. And from my work, I found if people find a way to access their best self on a more continuous basis, just by reminding themselves of who they really are, they feel more confident and more purposeful and fulfilled. When people have clarity about their future and clarity about their purpose, it tends to come in different categories here. Okay, so let me give you some of those categories. First is yourself. I know that sounds like no duh, Brendan, but this is yourself in terms of your identity. This is yourself in terms of who you are becoming. And this is yourself in terms of your self-worth. Okay, I'll cover those three elements here in a second. Self, in regards to your identity. Who am I? Self, in terms of who you are becoming. Who do I believe I am meant to become, or do I desire to become? And self, in terms of self-worth. Am I worthy? These questions make you either feel connected as a purposeful being, or they make you feel terrible. And so let's explore them. Your identity. I always ask this in my seminars. If you've never done this work with me, it's from one of my other books called The Charge. And The Charge being like the amp, like the battery pack, like, you know, the subtitle was Activating the 10 Human Drives That Make You Feel Alive. The book is called The Charge. And one of the things I started asking people to do in high performance work was to share with me, to generate and share with me, what are the three words that would define the best of who you are today? Like if you had to describe yourself, like let's say you went on speed dating and you sat down across from someone and the question was, okay, share the three best parts of you and with using one word, describe that now. It's kind of like that. Like if I had to describe the best of who I am in three words, what would my three words be? What are your three words? Like what are your three words that is the best of who you are? Or if you struggle with that, the three words that would describe the best of who you want to be, I want to make sure that you have your three words. And I want your three words on a board, or I want the three words on your mirror, or I want the three words next to your computer. And every day you look at those three words and go, today I'm going to be this. At midday, am I being this? At the end of the day, was I that? We need to develop a purposeful sense of being and remind ourselves of it. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need,
all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. In Growth Day, you can go to the plan section and you can set reminders for yourself. So if you are a crazy personal growth day like me, I go into the plan section, I've typed my three words, I set a reminder, and I have my three words go off in my Growth Day notifications three times a day. And so I get a ping, I look at it, I'm like, right, okay, be that, Brandon. I always joke that one time I was about to kind of go pitch an idea to somebody who I really admired, and right before I went in the meeting, my phone went off, and I had set an alarm in my phone. This is before Growth Day. I used to just set alarms in my phone. Now I just use Growth Day for reminders. But I said it, and it went off. And one of my words at the time was bold. And the truth was, I don't think I was that bold, but I was trying to become more bold. And I know it was in me, and I know it was the best of me, but it took a lot of courage to summon like boldness, like take a big action or ask for a big thing. It happened right, this thing, the reminder went off right before I went in this meeting. And in the meeting, people started talking about this big new idea. And usually I would just kind of sit there and, you know, listen and take notes. And I heard them and I heard the enthusiasm and I loved what they were talking about. And I literally put my hand on the table and it kind of made a thump. And I said, hey, y'all, I'd love to quarterback that. What do you think? That's all I said. I'd love to quarterback that. What do you think? Everybody kind of looked around the table. One person said, you'd like to do that? I said, I would. They said, go for it. And I got like a dream project. If I hadn't got that reminder to be bold right before the meeting, I don't think I would have ever done that. And that became a very critical changing moment in my life in terms of my career. And so I share that with you because there's a sense of purpose that comes into our life when we are being who we know we should be at our best levels. But just like you need a fulfillment habit, you need a reminder habit about yourself. Because who gets down on yourself sometimes? Sometimes the words you say about yourself are terrible. And you're on repeat on terrible words. I want you to have positive words, and I want you to be able to repeat about those. It might take some time. I didn't even believe my three words for the first year I did this activity. But then I had the blessing one time of sitting down with Oprah on her porch in Maui. And it was like, I just taught her and her team about change management. And we were doing this big program together about your next bold move. And I had taught about these three words. And so I asked Oprah's three words, and I'll keep that private to her. But what was amazing is when she said them, I heard them. I'm like, yep, yep, and yep. They were all totally true descriptions of who she was because she lived in integrity with that intention of who she wanted to be. It was just like so obvious. And so the beauty there is as you develop yourself, as you choose your three words, as an example, you choose your identity and you live into those words on a more consistent basis, you'll be more in touch with your natural and best being. And from my work, I found if people find a way to access their best self on a more continuous basis, just by reminding themselves of who they really are, they feel more confident and more purposeful and fulfilled. Game changing. Now, we also talked about the idea that your identity is about who you are and who you are becoming. So these three words are very profound. The best of who you are. Then I would love for you to think about this conversation about self-worth. If you view yourself as a terrible or tragic or awful person, it's super hard to feel purposeful in life. And sometimes the only thing that you got to do is pull away the old labels and activate that more purposeful being each day. That's what I meant by taking those negative words off repeat. And sometimes you need therapy for that. Sometimes you need a coach for that. Sometimes you just need to start an affirmation practice to start reconditioning your brain towards the positive, towards who you really are and what you're capable of. Because sometimes you discount yourself so much. But all you have to do, like the woman I shared with you, is allow yourself again to step into a more purposeful state of being. It will change everything. And the good news is, it's just a choice.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like listening to her episodes. I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd
recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.